Predictions for 2012. Figure war with Iran, I give 85%. Now, it's not going to be boots on the ground. It's going to be covert. It could be an air war. It could be Israel. But the Department of Defense is sick of being spread too thin around the globe. We have 500,000 American soldiers who've been harmed or wounded who are young, and we're going to be caring for them for the rest of their lives one way or another. We have to integrate them back into society. So I think DOD, who is also looking at significant cutbacks in the military budget as we face the budget wars of 2012, it has no appetite for an invasion of Iran, but the drumbeat for war is very significant. The chance of a nuclear event, I give very high. I would say 75%. I think Fukushima was a nuclear war, is my guess. One of the things Fukushima did was prove that nuclear events can keep the slow burn going. I said for 2011 that there was a 70% chance we were going to slow burn, 25% chance of a 2008 meltdown, and 5% of a real financial system meltdown. Then when Fukushima happened, I dropped slow burn to 65% and took 2008 up to 30%. Given how the global economy handled Fukushima, I'm back to 70% on the slow burn, but my fear is that we're going to buy that 70% with much greater violence, including a 75% chance of a nuclear event. So I think that's one of the reasons I encourage you to go listen to Laura Thompson's audio in the archive on how to deal with radiation poisoning. The oil card will continue. The weather wars will continue. My guess is the election will delay a lot of negative things that people are concerned about. I think Obama will be reelected. I give it a 65% chance. Romney, a 30% chance. Other, including Ron Paul, very small, 5%. But in that 5%, I include a military coup. I think the challenges of the U.S. military in sort of maintaining the empire under the, particularly given the budget circumstances and the drain of resources through Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't underestimate the stress that's being put on them. And I would point out that there are more people, I think, in the military supporting the Constitution and frustrated with some of the corruption in the civilian leadership. If we do get a real 2008 kind of financial markets, that's going to help Romney. But as long as the market is maintained, the stock market is maintained, I think Obama has a very good chance of being reelected. That might mean we see a war before the election. So certainly not now. The military has enough to do with bringing the troops back. But I think closer we get with the election, the greater the tensions will be. 401k and IRA changes that many, many subscribers are worried about. I give very small chance this year, I think, thanks to the election. Say 30% chance of significant changes this year. It'll rise to 60% in 2013. I think the election will hold back a lot, but 2013 could be more difficult. The big wild card to watch out for, we truly do have a U.S. dollar bubble with a 10-year being up 16% this year. The Treasury market has done wonderfully despite a downgrade by S&P and despite unprecedented borrowing and unprecedented deficits. So, you know, all the fundamentals say that the dollar should be, you know, at the bottom of the basement, and yet it's the best performer for the year. If warfare goes wrong, again, I said we have a very fragile, insecure empire. If warfare goes wrong, the dollar could get slammed or destroyed, and that's a wild card. And so, you know, the problem coming out of precious metals, if precious metals is falling, is where do you go? The dollar can look good. The problem is there are no fundamental economics behind it. I spent a fair amount of time in all the things that I provide on finances, whether it's unpacking financial advice or the investment strategies or my old audio seminars, positioning your assets for growth in uncertain times. It pays to be in things that have fundamental economics behind them. And right now, the strength of the dollar comes from unprecedented force. And I don't underestimate the power of the force behind the dollar. The problem is you know, force is not enough. And so the wild card, I think, going forward is, could we get a situation where the dollar really gets slammed or destroyed because it is so centralized and so fragile and so dependent on force? Look for the precious metals bull market to continue. We've seen it become an uglier place thanks to the sort of pump and dump of the speculators, a lot of that because of the futures market. I expect gold to rise through 2000 this coming year. Whether it will stay there and end up there by the end of the year is another matter. I'm going to be spending a lot more time with Franklin next week on the precious metals wrap-up and look forward for 2012. The equity markets are going to continue to struggle under the debt loads with unprecedented volatility. It's hard for me to imagine that interest rates could go lower. I couldn't believe they'd go lower this year, but they did. They're still unlikely to go up. I think the central banks are committed to keeping interest rates low as we struggle through the debt loads and are going to very much target their quantitative easing to keep the GDP going, but do it in a way where the money's going in much more targeted ways as we've seen in the second half of this year, whether it's the interest rate swaps or what I call the covert QE3 with the disasters, so it's going in a much targeted way and not so much spilling over in a way which will bubble different markets. Despite the ongoing currency wars, I think the bond market is still going to be with us at this time next year. Finally, December 2012, we have an amazing planetary alignment. My prediction is it will be a beautiful moment for consciousness. We are, after all, have a very high component of water in our beings and in our connection. We'll talk about that more with Lynn Taggart. I don't expect it to be a momentous moment in the material world. I think all the predictions of catastrophic events in 2012 are interesting, but other than humans blowing each other up with nuclear or other weapons, I think otherwise it's going to be an uneventful world in the material world. So there's no reason not to turtle forward, creating new beginnings. Our future is going to be what we make of it.